My favorite pens were no use when writing the list for surgery at 5 a.m. each morning. In creative writing, you can use pens with smooth, broad, bold ink that glides across the page, and a smudge and a smear here or there means nothing. You are tactily invested in the written word, and it's a delightful feeling. But with 8.5 by 1.5 inches worth of space for complaint attending vitals, CBC, Chem7, CalcMagFos, LFTs, I's and O's, fluids, diets, and meds, there's not room for smudges. There's barely room for the ink sometimes. I was relegated to ballpoint pens, and I hate ballpoint pens. They are dull and faint and uninspired, but they can write the list. But there are small points of genius in this world, and fine-tipped pens of smooth, bold, unsmearing ink exist. And I enjoy this as its own truth. There are people like me in this world, and seemingly insignificant details faintly affect us every day, like the quality of a pen. And there are those who, for more or less of their finite time on Earth, dedicate their consideration and talent to the creation of a better quality of pen. This is how I view my own career. We are bags of chemicals wheeling through space, and I have given and am granted the consideration and the talent to use more or less of my finite time on Earth to help otherwise insignificant things run just a little smoother.